Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Whenever you're ready to listen to a good podcast, you can listen to this podcast now. That's an advert for the podcast you've already clicked on. It's actually quite clever. Oh, well, sit yourself down and stick around. This is the podcast where I ask cuddle sort of based questions and pry into people's lives. Well, I've had a mother deer up, actually, and I'm going to surprise you here. It's been absolutely lovely. Me and Naomi, the producer, are going to do the aerial yoga where you fly in a bungee. So if anyone knows where we can do that, I've done a light Google and it's in LA or Sutton, and I'm not going to either of those places. So, oh, why do I have to do my own admin? You know, my male friends get the women in their lives to do the admin for them. It's absolutely unbelievable. And they use a technique called pretending to be bad at it. So that's what I'm going to do now. Well, it's not bad life, I suppose, if the biggest problem is you can't find aerial yoga. This week, we've got Margaret Cable-Smith. Do you use her full name? I know I do. She's an actor. She's, I'm saying comedian and writer and actor. She's written on Motherland. She's been in Catastrophe, Peep Show, The IT Crowd, loads of stuff. She's a lovely lass. She's a great woman in herself, actually. And you'll hear that right now. Oh, well, I'm in my merch and Margaret Cable-Smith isn't in my merch.
Oh, only because I don't have your merch.
No one does, actually, to be fair. There's three T-shirts I've made. I didn't get you on here to talk about merch last time I had. Have you come from Richmond?
I've come from Ealing.
Don't you live in Richmond?
No, I'd love to live in Richmond.
I've read it on the internet that you live in Richmond.
I was sort of born in Richmond, like not
on
even
the border.
Properly.
Mother, but, yeah. One leg over one.
I was born in St. Margaret's, actually.
No, yeah. And that's why you're called Margaret.
Sort of, yeah. I mean,
it
I think
is
they were
an
very
odd name for a young lady.
It is. It's an awful name.
Well, Mother's called Margaret, but she goes by Maggie.
Really? Yeah. Well, but Mother is an acceptable age.
Mother's appropriate.
To have that.
Yeah. So what's your story?
Yeah, I don't know. I think my parents were very tired and they lived in St. Margaret's and they were like, that'll do. In fact, the last time I asked him about it, my mum said, well, your father had an aunt called Margaret that he loved. And my father went, what? No, it didn't. So they don't know why they called me it. So.
And you never fancied Maggie?
Some people do call me Maggie. I would feel weird. You see, you introduce yourself as Lou, don't you?
Yeah.
And anything else is weird. I know you go by Luli sometimes.
Yeah,
as
Luli
well.
Just for a joke. Yeah.
Well, no, except I bet more people call you Luli than
they do Luli,
Louise. Are you a Louise?
No, well, officially, yes. Birth
officially,
certificate,
yeah,
Louise,
exactly.
Yeah.
But
then my stepdad used to say, Luli. that just caught on. But
sounds a bit creepy.
But you wear it. You own Margaret because there's no other ones. I think it's quite cool in a way. It's full circle.
Yeah, there, I mean,
it's gone back.
I've had to. It's funny. I do a podcast called Crushed by Margaret Cable-Smith.
Yeah, which I'm going to come on.
You
when she
are.
Gives me a bloody
I know.
Date.
Well, no, but it's because I want to save you for a live
special
one.
Occasion. Oh,
a special
yeah,
occasion.
Okay.
That's the thing. So it is. It's a bad name, and but I feel like I do have to own it.
Yeah.
And so it sort of became, I wanted to do an Edinburgh show called Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret Cable-Smith, because I think
that's
that is
really
a terrible
good.
Name as well.
Yeah.
It's not worth doing Edinburgh just
that's
to have that
title. That's a
great
title.
But I think there is something funny in the very long, posh old lady title. So I am just trying to own it. So I'm putting my name on things.
And
now.
That film, that was a cool guy. It's come back round.
Oh,
it's
I
all,
know.
It has come back round. I mean, it's a very cool name now.
Yeah. Well, I read that book when I was seven, partly because my name was Margaret. So it was like, oh, this book is about me. And then it's quite early to read about periods and religious crises in a way.
Seven. I didn't know it was a book before it was a film, even though I saw the film.
Oh.
That's for
film
me to
was,
deal with.
Yeah. It's for you to deal with. It came out in the 70s, I think.
God.
Yeah.
Well, you learn something new every day on Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club over him. Yeah, okay. But also, can I just say on your name? And sorry, I didn't mean to talk about your name for so long.
It's fine.
And say what the hell is going on with your name. It's a very rude start to a lovely guest.
Yeah, no, I'm used to it.
But I like that name. like I say, full circle, maximum points. But it feels really good when you say it all together. And everyone says your name all together. Margaret Caborn-Smith.
Margaret Caborn-Smith, yeah. Why did really garbled as well sounds good. Margaret Caborn-Smith.
Margaret Caborn-Smith. But I don't know anyone else who has three names. And I love that.
Oh, there are loads of people. There are loads of...
Kyle Smith-Bino. What did you want to be called?
Well, at drama school, they said you should change your name. And I did consider... Well, I considered Margaret Caborn, but it just sounded like I wasn't finishing my name, so that felt very wrong. Brady, I like as a surname.
Brady.
It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
But Margaret Brady.
Margaret sounds... Brady, you get yourself here now. And that isn't offensive.
And just you saying it isn't offensive makes it inoffensive. Is that right?
Yeah, I was going to say because I'm part Irish, but I'm not, and that's a lie. And I already sort of get away with the Welsh thing. Although I did do a you and me test, and, you know, it's...
Go on, how...
Well, it's all that sort of stuff thrown in, isn't it?
Loads of Celtic.
Yeah. Cut me in, I leak, I said on one radio show when I said I was Welsh.
How did that go down?
Yeah, really well, because it's an empty studio, so you just imagine everyone laughing.
Roaring in Wales.
Did you ever do stand-up?
No, it's so weird you say that, because I was just thinking on my way here how it's a weird... I'm in comedy, and I can sometimes call myself a comic, but I do feel like a fraud because I never actually did stand-up. I was in a double act, used to do... it was a Victorian double act. We played ex-Siamese twins. And I did used to do Victorian stand-up within that.
That's yeah. I mean, anyone online now, they do videos about...
Oh, you know,
and then they're like...
Call themselves a stand-up, talking to a camera.
Yeah, you've done the circuit, so I think you'd know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, certainly. I've done my time.
Yeah. Would you...
I've done
like
some terrible Edinburgh shows, so that makes me a stand-up, right?
That's the thing we've got. That's the other thing we've got in common. Well, you could put this music under anything. Okay, I'm going to get round to the quick fire round now.
Already? Wow,
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
Well, take
me by surprise.
No, do it.
In a bit more.
No, do it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm jangly.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Was that one of them?
No. Okay, here we go. It doesn't have to be quick, actually.
No, okay.
She's crunching her fists. It's unbelievable to see. Wedding ring on your finger, still married.
Still married,
married. After
you surprised?
After all how many years?
It's not that long. It's only 9 years.
In my head.
Well, we've been together for 20, so. Lou nearly did a spit take.
Any affairs?
Oh, a few, but only a few. It's like under 10.
Not bad.
Each, two, obviously.
Yeah. Keep it fresh. Two children?
Two children, yeah. Don't try and
I don't know
catch
how I know that. I don't know how I know that. That's creepy.
Yeah, that is. It's good.
It's creepy.
You sensed it.
A boy and a girl.
That's right.
How do I know that?
Yeah, it's weird.
I
mean, it's a girl
that.
And a boy, technically, but, yeah, but a boy, you were correct.
I always put the man first.
Do you? Yes,
yeah,
no, you should.
You should do. Because they'll probably go on to do a bit more and be a bit more noteworthy. So I always put the boy first.
Yeah.
Okay, quick fire round. Oh, dear, she's taking a tea. Oh, God.
was that not the quick fire round? I thought those questions about my children and my affairs.
Quick fire round is now. Nickname at school.
Oh, nobody talked to me enough
no.
to call me. No, I did. I tried to start my own nickname. Have you heard people?
Yeah, big fun.
I wanted to be called Peggy when I was
and it didn't catch on.
Seven. Didn't catch
Why
on.
Why Peggy?
Peggy is actually a shortening of Margaret Whitley.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And I just found that out somewhere and thought, Peggy. That sounds fun. That sounds cool.
Sort of opposite end of the spectrum to Margaret, isn't it, really?
Yeah, well, except it's still quite old lady-ish.
Yeah, Peggy, well, it is. Yeah.
I mean, I do get called Mags. I get called Mags now.
Yeah.
And Marge and Margie and Magic, my sister's
spreads
call me.
Her spreads herself around like Marjorie.
Yeah.
Because of the affairs. Do you get it?
All the affairs.
Also, people have open relationships now, anyway.
They do. Yeah. I know. I don't think I could handle the admin alone.
No. Also,
in fact, I mentioned this to my husband. He's like, it's bad enough cooking for you all the time. I'm not cooking for all these other men you're bringing.
That's nice. I thought he went cooking for his little sluts, but no,
he meant mine.
Your men. Oh, that's a gorgeous man that he's thinking about you and your boyfriend's eating. Oh, that's lovely.
I did once say, are you having an affair to him? And he said, oh, well, if I am, they're not getting much out of me, are they? Which is a really fair point.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Have the dregs, you know.
No, I know. Don't. I'll go home and build them up.
Okay, so if a company sends you a damaged, horrific plant pot, should they also refund you the postage that you paid to get the pot?
Well, if it's a horrific plant pot.
Yeah, but it also was damaged.
Was I,
yeah,
okay,
was
but damaged. So it's my fault. If I've ordered a horrific
plant
pot.
Well, it didn't look anything like it did
on
the picture.
I see.
It looked completely different. It was like £45 and I paid £5 for postage. And then I got there and it was tiny because they went on diameter rather than, oh, it's so stupid. And it was ugly and cheap. And yet it was bashed in after I took the hammer to it. So should they refund me the postage?
Oh, I think you'd be lucky to get the postage.
Well, they're not going to give me the postage.
They're not going to give
me
the postage. Did they refund you?
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay,
hopefully. Yeah, would it have sent it back?
I had an amazing thing. It's a really good recommendation if you are posting people rubbish. I ranked.
How did you find out about what you're doing? My excrement.
I ordered some wine, and when it arrived, one of the bottles was smashed, and I rang, and I was all ready to have the sort of, you know, the slightly fighty argument.
Yeah.
And I rang, and she answered the phone, and I said, "Oh, hello, I've just got my delivery, and one of the bottles is smashed." And she went, "Oh my God, no!" And I ended up sort of calming her down. Being like, it's okay. It's anyone hurt?
God.
That sort of thing. But it was brilliant. So, I mean, actually, she said she'd give me the money back for it. But even if she hadn't, I think she could have got away with not doing it because she was so upset so that I just ended up wanting to calm her down and get off the phone.
Oh my God.
So what a brilliant tactic.
Oh my God,
be
no.
Be more upset. Oh my God, you poor thing, that
who
awful plant.
And which dictator would you be and why? That's the last
one. There aren't really. Can I be a fictional one?
Yeah.
Can I be, Emma Thompson in Years and Years?
Oh,
have you seen that?
No.
Yeah, I suppose she's not really a dictator, but she was a sort of evil politician.
Oh, okay.
But I just sort of,
because
I love
her. Yeah.
I mean, I didn't warm to her, but it's just thinking, it's terrible, isn't it? I was just thinking about what she looks like.
Yeah, but that's
thinking, God, I'd love to look like that.
Live, you know.
Even
what about Margaret Thatcher?
A
she was quite right wing.
Yeah, I think my parents really were quite sad when then she became massive. Obviously, after I was born, or Princess Margaret, neither of which they're
that
fans
keen
of.
On. No,
no.
From cradle to podcast, maybe the true listening is with our hearts.
Okay, it's time for the touch quiz. But can I ask a left field question, and it's not politically correct?
Oh,
how do you keep so trim?
Do you know what, I was talking to friends about it the other day, and I was, she said, you've got into good habits, haven't you? And I think that is the important thing, and I suppose that's a decent message to send out.
And also you've got a very nice neck.
Oh, I hate my neck.
No,
don't.
It's
nice. I've been told off recently because I keep holding it back while talking to people.
No, a lovely neck.
Do you know there's a Nora Ephron?
Yes,
yeah,
I hate my neck. Yeah,
it's called
but
I Feel Bad
About
My Neck. Oh, thank you.
Can I get a torch on it?
Well, only if I make it really tall.
Oh, dear. Okay, touch quiz. What am I thinking about touching? You've got 5 questions and it's go time now.
Okay, is it fictional?
No, they exist.
Is it a human?
No.
Is it alive?
No. I'll give you a clue. How I'm dressed today.
Is it
in my gym?
The
kit.
Gym?
No, but it's very similar to the gym.
Similar to the gym.
It's kind of, I could give you it really, but I'm not going to.
Is it? It's not a gym. So it's not a leisure centre because that's.
Well, okay, is leisure centre, I'll give you. It's a sports hall. I'll give you that because it's a sports hall. I'll give you that. It doesn't feel good for you though, does it? It doesn't feel good. No, it feels hollow, doesn't
it? No, it definitely
feels hollow. And it doesn't feel good for me either. I gave you too much. I don't know. I lost my touch there. That felt... We'll have to recover from that. Well, don't worry because we've got a chance to...
redeem ourselves?
Yes.
Okay.
In like a bridge over cuddled water.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Here we go. I don't think laughing at me is redeeming yourself, do you?
It's just you look so serious.
No, I know. I've got to. Hang on. Right, here we go. I'm cuddle. That's not it. That's nothing like it. Okay, could you give me a song and I'll guess what it is, but you have to sing it to cuddle.
Oh, okay.
Imagine if she chose the same song that I've chose.
Well, I mean, you did just sing it to me, so I should have been able to.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, but it would still be amazing. Okay. It would be. It would be frightening.
That is the weird thing.
It's not as easy as it looks, is it, when they're all, you know.
Well, I thought I'd be guessing, which is very different from singing.
Yeah, I know. Lovely neck, though.
Cuddle, 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 cuddle,
da 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 da. Man in the mirror. No, 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 no. It's not that, is it? No, no, I've got it, I've got it, I've got it. I know it, I know it.
The man is correct.
The man. No, again, again.
Cuddle, 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 cuddle.
Cuddle, cuddle. I know it, but what is it? Man after midnight.
Yes.
What is it though?
It's ABBA. Give me, give me,
oh,
give me.
Give me, give me, give me. That's really good. Copy and paste for next week, if you don't mind.
That's the new jingle.
That was really good. Wowee. Not just a lovely neck.
What
not
was
just
your
a
one?
Neck. Not just a neck. Neck.
And yeah, it's not... so weird that you've drawn attention to my neck because I cannot stop thinking
it
about
is
it at the moment.
Lovely.
And it's not very feminist, is it?
No, it's not.
To be but obsessing it, about a neck.
I know, but we're in a difficult industry. We have to look at, we have to think about ourselves all the time. It's our job. Do you like acting? That's not on the sheet.
Yeah, no, I do. I really do. It's all the other stuff that I don't like.
Yeah, what?
Like the rejection and the insecurity,
oh,
you
God,
know.
Yeah. And Dan's in the same business, of course.
Yeah, stupid. It was a stupid idea.
I mean, what would you do if you didn't do acting? Because I always think about that. Like, if I got cancelled or something, what would I do? You know?
Well, being cancelled's quite, yeah, I mean, it's quite specific, isn't it? You then can't do anything. You have to change your name as well. And as we all know, I've only just got used to my name.
Yeah.
I've always had in my head that I would be in publishing and really miserable.
Oh, I love that.
That would
for
have
you.
Been the yeah.
I love that for you. That's gorgeous. What a sort of high ambition. What a high ambition, Dad.
No, do you know what? It's more like when you think about your parallel lives, I think it's really important not to just think about all the missed opportunities and you could be where you're, you know, the peer who is most successful, you could be that. But also, you could be living in a cupboard.
Yeah. Did having children change your perception on the industry?
Yeah. I mean, it was really weird because suddenly we were lucky enough to have our parents helping us with childcare and stuff. I mean, absolutely huge. Mm. But they were like, what? I don't understand how you live your life. Because we'd suddenly be like, can you take the baby tomorrow? I have to go and do this. And they're like, what do you mean? That's no time at all. That's no notice. And it's like, oh, no, this is just how we live. And sort of realising most people do not live like that. Most people don't drop everything just at the chance of being in a Dulux ad.
Know what you're doing.
Yeah. I mean, that is the alternative.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, oh, a 10-year plan. I can't think of anything
else. Do you think they'll go into... How old are they?
They are 14 and 8, and I don't think they're going to go into
the
it.
Industry.
Mainly
that's
because
nice.
I think they've seen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they both, the older one has just was just the priest in For Weddings and a Funeral. Oh my God, why did I say that? That is not what they did. It's Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, really? Oh, cute.
And absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's turned her so much that she wants to do
she
it
wants
as
to be
a job.
Teacher.
And the little one was King Herod in the Nativity. What's really sweet is that it turns out he yawns when he's nervous. And so having a Herod yawning all the time.
Wow.
So funny. And such a good choice, isn't it?
To some of this evil
little king.
Yeah.
Yawning in the background.
That's great. Was everyone laughing?
Well, the sad thing was he got COVID and couldn't do the actual production, so we only ever got to see the dress rehearsals. So
lucky you saw that then.
Now we can watch that over and over.
Yeah, well, though, no wonder he's yawning. Yeah, COVID.
Get some healthy air into him. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice though.
Yeah, I'd like a one-way ticket to Cuddle City Central, please. Okay.
Cuddly family.
Yeah, sort of. I mean, I cuddle more than my family. I cuddle sort of. You're a big cuddler, obviously.
I've gone off it since the podcast. Yeah.
Do people try and cuddle you more?
No, I don't. I don't. I don't know. I just suddenly got shy one day.
Do you know, it's, yeah, I was thinking about this and thinking, I am still a big cuddler, but I am much more aware these days that not everyone else does like it. And I'm really worried about getting it wrong.
Especially when you make your own deodorant like I do. I did try once, but no, don't do that now.
Oh, God, yeah. No. Did it go badly?
Well, I didn't. I made my own mouthwash and was it deodorant? I don't know, but it never, the same, that stuff is never.
The same?
No, same batch. Underarm, in the mouth. No.
Deborah Meaden's made her own deodorant. Do you know about this?
No.
Fussy. Do you know about Fussy?
No.
Yeah, it's some kind of environmental thing that, you know, you get scented roll on and you fill it up with Deborah Meaden.
Oh, Deborah Meaden, you fill it up with Deborah Meaden. All the day, 24/7 smell like Meaden. Take a day off, Meaden. I guess it's to save plastics, is it?
But it is, yeah.
A lot of faff.
It is a lot of faff. Yeah, well, I haven't even tried. That's how.
No, my friend told me about this natural deodorant that you just ooze it on like it's a paste.
Squirt,
and it's not for me. And it doesn't work. None of this stuff is
no, supposed that's to, the like, trouble.
It's supposed to, like, you still sweat, but... So it's not bad for you or whatever, but none of this.
It does, and it doesn't. It just doesn't feel great sweating, does it?
It's
just
sort of,
I would always just be thinking, what is that smelling like?
You've got your 10 affairs to have. I mean, it's nowhere to conduct yourself. You need to think about your boyfriends.
They are put up, yeah, exactly.
What were your family like, though?
They are a mix, because my grandmother is sort of Mediterranean, so
nice.
Cuddly, but she married a repressed public school boy, so he was less. But actually, I remember, my big boy cousins, so, you know, when they were in their late 20s or whatever, cuddling my grandpa and him looking so shocked, but like delighted. It was really, it was genuinely really, really moving to sort of go, oh, okay, some grown men are hugging me. Oh. It's all right if children do it. But it's really,
oh my God,
it's lovely. It is important.
I do feel sorry for those repressed men who want to, but they don't know how,
and don't know where to start.
Yeah, God, that's really sad. Thank God that men, like, you know, Dan's generation, and thank God that they're more.
So I met a guy recently. I worked with a guy who's a little bit older than us, but his mother, when he was young, his mother said to him, when she saw another mother hugging her kids, she said to him, "Look at them. You must never do that.
No.
It's weak."
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, look at them. It's weak. And he was saying, now that he had his own kids, he was like, I don't understand how you cannot hug your kids. He was like, I can't keep my hands off my kids.
Yeah, because you just want to cuddle them. Yeah.
Yeah. But I was like, God, imagine having that as like showing physical affection.
Connection, yeah.
It's weak.
Wow.
I know, it's mad, isn't it?
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Now, what are arms for if not for snuggling?
Right, have you got any health complaints? Because I'm going to look them up in Louise O'Hay, You Can Heal Your Life, Body and Life.
Oh, yes, I have one.
Yes, toe.
Yeah, one. I think that it's gone all yellow and thick, my toenail.
Oh,
is it a fungus?
Yeah, I think it's fungus. Yeah, let me look up fungus for you.
I've been just coating it in nail polish. That's not...
No. Oh, dear.
Is it going to get worse?
Well, it won't if you say this mantra.
Okay.
You're not really into this sort of stuff, are you?
No, but I am open-minded.
Love that. Stagnating beliefs. Refute. Everyone's got something. Don't take this personally.
No. I'll take anything. Oh, God, I can turn anything into a criticism.
You know.
Yeah.
Stagnating beliefs. Refusing to release the past. Letting the past rule today. So you have to say, I live in the present moment, joyous and free.
I live in the present moment, joyous and free.
Well, don't frown while you say it. You have to embody it.
I was giving it some intensity. Yeah. Like.
Okay. But if you can...
I live in the present moment.
Joyous and free.
Joyous and free.
See, it's feeling better, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's funny, isn't it? Because I don't...
live in the present moment.
Well, I do, but I'm certainly not joyous and free.
We'll take it.
Trapped and miserable in the present moment in this studio with you.
Oh, dear. Oh, God, the present moment.
No, I'm not denying the present moment, but it is amazing how just saying it helps a bit.
It does help
a bit.
I
was forcing my daughter to say a mantra the other day because
I love
it
mummy.
Was just... again. Now I'll turn the light off. No, because it is really, I don't know how much Queer Eye you've seen.
Not very much.
But there's an amazing bit where they were getting somebody to say that they, I can't remember what it was, but even that they loved themselves or that they were an important person or whatever. And they just couldn't even say it.
No, I love
it. I think, just lie.
Yeah, you know. No, but I tried to get two people that I love very much in my life, I won't say who because I'm very classy, to say I love and forgive myself. And they, actually, I didn't try and say it. One of these funny people that we're going to see did. And they couldn't say it. They both. Oh, I tried to get one person to say it, and someone else tried to get someone else to say it, and they both burst out crying, and they couldn't say it.
Oh my God!
And then they worked on it, and now they can say it. So it's kind of massive. Like
it is. It's bizarrely massive. It's so considering, weird. Yeah, you know those things when people want to hold your head in a toilet and say.
God, no.
But they're like, say, I'm a big hairy butt. You know, I'm just saying.
Oh,
you know that you
And
anytime that happens in a film or whatever, I'm like, just say it.
Yeah,
just say it.
Yeah,
what's the problem with just saying it? But actually there is a block and there is a power to it.
Like when you don't want to just say you love someone when you don't.
No,
like,
it's a horrible feeling.
Yeah. I'm always in that situation. I love you, they say. And I'm like, I don't feel it yet. So hard relate. Do you want to take a picture of that? I live in.
Yes, I do.
She's
all right, you take a picture of it and send it to me.
Yeah, it's a very non-committal there. But I think I've got a yellow toe as well.
Do you?
Yeah, so I think...
I don't want it to spread is the main thing.
I know.
I love and forgive myself.
No, that's not the right one, but you can
no,
also
but,
do that.
Well, yeah. You think I shouldn't love and forgive myself?
You don't get to say that.
I was just wondering if I could say it.
I think I'm probably
a bit closer than your friends are. Yeah, I sort of...
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, I don't... There are lots of things I couldn't say about myself, but... I think I am.
Now, why don't you now say I've got a lovely neck?
Oh.
You have got a lovely neck.
I think I can.
You've got a lovely, I'll say it for you. She's got a lovely neck.
I was actually thinking of just getting some bulldog clips.
You enjoy that bloody neck. It's not going to look like that forever.
Can I tell you a story about Zsa Zsa Gabor?
Yes, please. Yeah, always. I've always got time for Zsa Zsa Gabor.
When Ruby Wax interviewed Zsa Zsa Gabor when she was standing in for Wogan or whatever.
Yeah.
She said something like, have you had a facelift? And Zsa Zsa Gabor was like, no, I haven't. And she said, I'll show you the back of my neck if you want and prove that I haven't. And she swept all of her hair away and Ruby Wax went round there and said, no, it looks amazing back there. And afterwards, Ruby Wax said, it was terrible. Like, it was all clipped back. But the power of the social, you know, she just couldn't bring herself to say, yeah, this is all taped up.
Wow.
So she just, you know, you just front it out.
Clever old also, you know, if you do have a neck lift or a facelift, how do they actually clip it up?
I think in those days they did. That was the 80s, I think. Okay. Surely they're better now.
Yeah.
What do they do with that skin, though? You might need it.
You cut it off and put it in a jar, no?
In a what?
In a jar. Cut it off, put it in a jar if you need it back.
Put it in a smoothie.
Oh, yeah, no, don't worry about that. It's just a case of me coming round and cuddling you and... hello? Right, are you romantic?
No. And, well, except I think my version of romance, sure. But, like, so when Dan asked me to marry him, I said, can I have a boiler instead of an engagement ring? Louis is really disappointed. But I said that to our friend Aisling B.
Yeah.
And she said, well, we're a practical people, Margaret.
And I was like,
that's how I felt. I was stressed about the idea of spending money on a diamond ring when we possibly didn't have heating.
Yeah. No,
you know,
do you know
we
what?
Were gonna...
I think that's absolutely right, actually.
Maybe if we had loads and loads of money,
you
know, and just sort of an unthinkable amount of money, I'd have been like, yes, diamond ring.
I would just lose an engagement ring anyway.
I lost my wedding ring once.
Oh, awful. Did you get it back?
No. And weirdly, Weirdly, Anne Hathaway helped me look for it.
Go on. Zsa Gabor, Zsa Anne Hathaway. Gabor.
To be fair,
world.
I didn't meet Zsa Gabor. That was a story about watching telly in the 80s.
Oh, yeah, to be fair. More in common.
I did a film that she was in called The Hustle. And when I told my friend Danielle that I was in that film, I was in a film with Anne Hathaway, she said, oh, do you play her sister who's been locked in a cupboard? So I know that's what she thinks I look like. Yeah,
that's
anyway.
So rude.
So rude. Funny though. Mm. I dropped my wedding ring in the mud by the trailer that we were sort of like in this field, and I dropped it on my way to set, and then on my way back I realised it was gone, and I was scrabbling around on my hands and knees like at 1 o'clock
yeah,
in the morning.
Like the girl in the cupboard, yeah.
Exactly. And I can't show you because it's a podcast, but Anne Hathaway, you know, everyone had heard that this had happened.
Yeah.
And she came past and she sort of said, have you lost your ring? And I said, yes. And she did the most cursory glance on the floor.
No.
And carried on. Now, be fair, she's Anne Hathaway. She was very, very busy. She wasn't going to be going then.
Yeah. Just don't ask. If you're not going to get dirty, don't ask. If you're not going to get dirty.
She glanced down and I appreciated the glance.
Maybe Anne Hathaway could, with her glance,
exactly. It's like a metal detector, apparently, her eyes.
Yeah. Well, she didn't exactly help you look for it. I'd say the opposite of her. And you didn't find
tread
it.
No. I did. I bought a metal detector, though, and went back the next day.
That's nice. That's romantic, in a way.
Yeah.
That is romantic.
It is romantic. Or so I'm not, I'm not dead inside. I like gestures. But I remember once when I was away on tour, I came back and Dan had made me, like, handmade me chocolates and handmade me the box in them, and they were absolutely lovely. And don't get me wrong, I did love it, and I did not say this at the time, but the truth is, I'd have preferred a tidy flat.
Oh, of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, yeah. That's love languages. For
exactly,
you, I guess.
It's love languages. Yeah. So I get it, and I'm, you know, yeah. I appreciate it. But
who was cleaning up the chocolate in the kitchen? Muggins here. Well, yeah, that is a bit annoying, actually. And actually, now I'm coming around to the boiler. I think I'd rather have a boiler. Because rings you lose, obviously.
We do anyway.
Yeah. And then also, you don't need two rings to show that you're someone's property. Last time I checked. So, actually. Did you get a boiler then?
Got a boiler, and then we moved out, and then we had to get another bloody boiler straight away in the new place. So I ended up having two boilers diamond rings.
But like boilers and like buses.
Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club.
I think that's enough. Right, okay, we're coming towards the end. You've done ever so well. Do you have best, worst or weirdest cuddle?
Yes. Yeah, my worst one is like bringing the mood down a bit because it was
light and shade.
The mood is, it's not only the worst cuddle, but it was one of the worst moments of my life. In the middle of the night, I was walking home and a man silently, he had two friends with him, silently got me into a bear hug and didn't let me go until I screamed. I was screaming, fuck off.
And then
he let me go and I ran off. But it was terrifying.
Fucking
but you know what's so weird about it is I was thinking, and I didn't go to the police, but I was thinking, if I went to the police and I said, a man hugged me, can't see that ringing very, assaultily
fucking
in their
hell,
ears.
That's so scary.
It was horrible. It was horrible. And so weird. And the silence and just.
That's so scary.
Yeah,
what were those two friends doing?
Just standing there, just sort of waiting. I mean, luckily we were outside a busy pub, and so me shouting just made them go. But I don't know what would have happened.
Fuck
yeah, always shout, always
shout. Do you
shout,
think he was like testing? And this is such a horrible thought, but do you think he was testing the water to see if he could do that again? You know,
that's the fear, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. That he's sort of gone. Has someone else?
Well,
but the best one. Can I do a best one then as well to make up for it? I went glamping in between lockdowns so it was cold, it was like, you know, April or something, but I stayed in a bed and we had a duvet and my 7-year-old son was with me, and my 7-year-old son, he's quite cuddly but he doesn't cuddle me as much as I'd like, and we were both so cold that we cuddled each other all night.
Aww.
And it was basically, I think I just, yeah, I mean, I feel quite emotional just thinking about it now.
Look,
so I'll have that forever.
Little teddy bear. You have that forever.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute. It's so mad having a kid and they're a little person. person and you've got all these memories with them and that's forever and it's
But then it's like they're gone, like those little, so the whatever, the five-year-old version of him is just gone and you're like, where did he go? He was such a big part of my life.
Yeah.
And now I have this eight-year-old and I love the eight-year-old, but I sort of miss the three-year-old, you know?
It's mad.
It is mad.
A dog, I suppose.
Yeah, we've got a cat.
I got two cats. God, I love them. I shove my face so far in their little fur and I just say, I love you, I love you.
And it's a bit much, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bit much for them, yeah. But I love it. Oh, God, I love them so much. I can't believe how much I love them. I can't remember who told me this. So this couple just had a baby and they were like, God, it's hard, you know, it's really hard. And this guy just got a dog and went, yeah, I know, we're up all night with a dog sometimes, you know. And then they're just trying to express how much they love this thing. It's like the love is, it's so immense, it's stretching. And the guy was like, it's exactly the same as me with my dog. It's exactly the same. And then they saw him about a month later and they said, oh, wait, where's your dog? I mean, he's really buoying up the fact that, you know, we love this dog. And he said, oh, yeah, I had to give it away. It's exactly the same.
That sounds psychopathic.
Yeah. It's exactly the same.
Exactly the same. So I super don't, competitive.
I don't love my cats as much as I would.
Well, I have to say, I don't. I've had kids and I've had dogs, and it's not that the love is not that different.
Yeah, but the good thing about cats is you can leave them with your flatmate for 5 days.
Yeah. I was thinking about this already. Going away and thinking.
Sometimes I leave a thing early though because I think I do want to get back to the cats.
Yeah, you love your cats. Yeah, it is.
But it's so, I can't say that to anyone because when people used to say that about their dog, I thought, grow up, that's pathetic.
I think you just have to allow people to think, grow up, that's pathetic. Do you know what I mean?
No, I just go, oh, I've got a deadline. That deadline is shoving my face in my cat.
Oh, I won't ask you again, but I tell you who will, it's Alan de Botton. That was Luke on keys, if you can believe. Alain de Botton.
Well, it's Alain de Botton now.
De Botton.
Alain de Botton.
Can you complete this sentence? If someone truly knew me, they would buy me a boiler.
Oh, yeah. That's lovely. That's lovely.
Oh, shall I read the other one? Yeah. There's two of them. This is horrible. When have you been at your lowest point in life so far? Imagine if you got that in a fortune cookie. Oh, thanks, Alan.
He's got a dark side, Alan de Botton. He really has.
What is the point of these cards?
No,
what
I don't know. I put them back. Well, you've already said in a way because it was the man in the street.
Yes, there you go. That was pretty bad.
Bloody hell. Anyway, if men are listening, it's quite good that they learn that we don't like being assaulted in the street.
Yeah.
If there are any fellas out there listening who were going to grab a woman in the street and not let her go.
It's hard to imagine your fans of those people.
No, my favourite person that listened to the podcast was, I think I've talked about this before, but I love it. We were in this like underground skate park in Bristol, not underground, but like under a bridge, a makeshift DIY skate park. And this guy, and I was very intimidated because I like by the skateboarders. And then this guy comes up and he goes, are you Lou Sanders? And I said, yeah. And he went, oh, me and my missus love Cuddle Club.
Oh, my God.
And I loved it so much.
That's so good.
I really relaxed with all my safety gear on because I felt like a right prune because I'm head to toe in safety gear.
But you have to be.
Well, I'm clumsy as shit and I can't really do it.
Yeah.
And then I felt like maybe safety's cool.
Oh, yeah. Do tell us this one.
Who would you most like to cuddle? Everyone's going to say me. Okay, quick one to end. What's life all about?
You know this, Lou.
I do know this. But what do you... all right. So what do you think?
What do you think
life's all about?
Well, Billy Connolly said, you put on this earth. It didn't sound like this.
She's very good at acting.
To fart about and don't let anyone tell you any different. Sounds a bit more like David Tennant. But I think I think there's something in that. I think do some good if you can.
Yeah. If you're farting about. Do look for a ring if you're going past the trailer, for fuck's sake. But yeah.
Glance down.
I would agree with that. And sometimes you forget and it's quite
to have fun. I think, be kind, have fun.
Be kind, have fun, put that on a t-shirt and that's a t-shirt. Be kind, have fun. And
You don't have to do it in that voice. You've immediately, that's totally hashtag be unkind. Thank you, Lou Sanchez.
Oh my God, it is so true. Oh my God, I'm evil. Oh God. Oh dear. There we go. Slap myself
Lou
around.
Actually slapped us. No, yeah. You see, that's not kind either.
I love and forgive myself.
Yeah.
I love and forgive myself being a little bitch to you. So that's okay. You can be a bitch and then go, looks like
sorry.
I love and
well, yeah, I'm a Catholic. We all know about that. You know, last minute.
God, it's amazing.
Minute remorse.
Yeah, it's amazing that you could say that to yourself, actually. All things told. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Bye, everyone. Thanks, Lou. Bye.
Bye. So that was a podcast, and it was a lovely one at that. And I'll leave it there because you've got a lot to digest and think about in your own time. Okay, thank you for joining me and Margaret Capel-Smith. You can listen to her podcast, Crushed, about celebrating crushes and unrequited love. And I'll be on there soon. And now I've got a lot to say about that. Weirdly.